Welcome to Bible Strong. I am so pleased that you have tuned in today. I'm glad you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. We've been speaking on the subject of grace, and I'm going to continue that subject again today. I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I begin reading with verse 7. Paul was writing to the Corinthian church, and he was telling about some of his experiences. And in verse 7 he says, "Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there were given me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Paul knew what it was for a Christian to ask God for something and God say, "No, my grace is sufficient for you." There are times in our lives when there is only one thing that we want and we never get it. It's not that we're picky or demanding. We're only obeying His commandment to ask God for anything that we need. Sometimes all we want is an open door, or an extra day, or an answered prayer, for which we would be very thankful. We pray and we wait, no answer. We pray and wait, no answer. We pray and we wait. Maybe we should ask ourselves an important question. What if God says no? What if the request is delayed or even denied? When God says no to us, how do we respond? If God says, "I've given you my grace and that's enough," will we be content? Content. That's a great word. That's a good word. That's the state of heart in which you would be at peace with God if God gave you nothing more than you already have. We could ask ourselves, what if God's only gift to us was His grace to save us? Would we be content? We plead with Him to keep our business afloat. We employ Him to remove cancer from our bodies. What if His answer is, "My grace is sufficient"? Would we be contented? From God's point of view, grace is enough. If God did nothing more than save us from an eternal hell, could anyone complain? If God saved our souls and left us to spend our lives disease-stricken and bedridden, would He be unjust, having been given eternal life? Are we going to grumble about an aching body, having been given heavenly riches? Do we dare complain about earthly poverty? But let me be quick to add, God has not left us with just salvation. If you are listening to this ministry today, you have already been given grace upon grace, and the majority of us have been saved and blessed even more. But there are times when God, having given us His grace, hears our prayers and our requests, and He says, "My grace is sufficient for you." Is He being unfair? You remember when God answered your prayer and healed your sick child. And you went to him and you praised him. You went to church and you testified about it. And the church praised him. But then I ask you, is God praiseworthy when he says, my grace is sufficient? Is God still good when God says no? Paul wrestled with this one. At the top of his prayer list was this request that dominated his thoughts. A thorn in my flesh. Perhaps the pain was too intimate to put on paper. Or could it be by leaving the appeal genetic? Paul's prayer could be our prayer. For don't we all have a thorn in the flesh? Somewhere on our journey, our flesh is pricked by a person or problem. Our walk becomes a limp. Our pace is slowed to a halt. We try to walk again, only to limp in each effort. We plead with God for help. Such was the case with Paul. He said, I begged the Lord 3 times to take away this problem from me. This was not a casual request from Paul. This was not a postscript in a letter. It was as though he pleaded, Dear God, I need your help. This was no superficial thorn. It was a stabbing pain. 3 different times he limped over to the side of the trail and prayed. His request was clear, and so was God's response. My grace is sufficient. Could anyone fault Paul for asking for healing? A body can only take so much. One grows weary living in the crosshairs of the devil. He had suffered many whippings, stonings, and threatenings. And of course, there were those who thought that Paul deserved every bit of it. Everybody that heard Paul preach didn't agree with him or didn't like his manner of preaching. Many of those who heard him disagreed. His speaking is nothing, they said. When you're here, your words are weak. Paul didn't argue with them. Paul said, When I came to you, I was weak and fearful and trembling, and my speech was not with words of man's wisdom, but were in the demonstration and the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul could be abrasive. Paul was opinionated, and everybody knew where he stood. No wonder some questioned if he were an apostle. No wonder he prayed. I would ask you this. Would he have been a better apostle with no temptations, no enemies, and no sharp tongue? Maybe, maybe not. Had God removed the temptations, Paul may never had embraced God's grace. Only the hunger value a feast, and Paul was starving. The self-title on his office door read, Paul, Chief of Sinners. No pen ever articulated grace like Paul's. No person ever appreciated grace like Paul. Had God held back the whips, Paul may never have known love. He says, If I were burned alive for preaching the gospel and did not love others, it would be of little value. Paul's motive was love. He said the love of Christ constrains us. Had God made him meek and mild, who would have faced the legalists and confronted and challenged the judgmental? The reason the letter of Galatians is in the Bible is because Paul couldn't stomach a deluded grace. Paul's honesty may not have made many friends, but it sure made good disciples. Whatever the affliction, it was there for a purpose, and Paul knew it. You wonder why God don't remove temptation from your life? If he did, you might lean on your own strength instead of his grace. A few stumbles might be just what you need to convince you that His grace is sufficient for you. You wonder why God don't remove the enemies in your life? Because He wants you to love like He loves. Anyone can love a friend, but only a few can love an enemy. So what if you aren't everybody's hero? His grace is sufficient for your self-image. You wonder why God doesn't change your personality. You, like Paul, may be a little rough around the edges. You say things you later regret or do things you later question. Why doesn't God make you more like Him? He is. He's just not finished yet. And until He is, His grace is sufficient. Don't you still have reason for gratitude? If He never gives you more than eternal life, could you ask for more than that? His grace is sufficient.